This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Florida authorities ask the federal government for an additional rescue team to comb the rubble of a collapsed condo tower, underscoring the strenuous nature of the open-ended search for survivors in an area prone to tropical weather. Possibility that severe weather in coming days could further stretch Florida's search and rescue resources prompted state officials to ask the federal government for the additional team. That's according to Kevin Guthrie of the Florida Division of Emergency Management. Already, intermittent bad weather has caused temporary delays in the search. U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will travel to Surfside, Florida on Thursday to visit the families of the victims of the collapsed Miami-area condominium tower. So far, at least 12 people have been confirmed dead. 150 people are still unaccounted for. Israel's foreign minister kicked off the highest-level visit by an Israeli official to the United Arab Emirates on Tuesday, 9 months after the two countries established relations in a deal brokered by the United States. Foreign Minister Yair Lapid met the UAE's foreign minister in Abu Dhabi and inaugurated Israel's first embassy in the Gulf. Although the visit is historic, it received little fanfare across local media. The spokesman for the fighters retaking parts of Ethiopia's Tigray region says that they will pursue soldiers from neighboring Eritrea back into their country and chase Ethiopian soldiers to that area if that's what it takes to weaken their military powers. Spokesperson tells the Associated Press that they'll stop at nothing to liberate every square inch of the Tigray region of about 6 million people. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Queensland and Western Australia state governments have advised people under the age of 40 not to take the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine because of the risk of rare blood clotting disorder, despite the Australian government making those shots available to all adults. The state's government's advice to those under 40 is based on British government's advice and guidelines, while the new federal government's position acknowledges the scarcity of the Pfizer vaccine and an urgent need to accelerate a slow national rollout. The disagreement has stoked confusion as around half of Australia's population is locked down due to new clusters. Australians have a choice of only two vaccines, and locally manufactured AstraZeneca is more plentiful. Only 5% of all Australians are fully vaccinated. North Korea's official media say that Kim Jong-un berated senior ruling party and government officials for their failures in the fight against the coronavirus. He said the grave incident in North Korea's pandemic fight created a huge crisis, but the report from the Korean Central News Agency did not give details. North Korea has claimed to have had no cases of coronavirus infections throughout the pandemic. That's despite testing thousands of people and sharing a porous border with China. Kim made the comments during a meeting he called to discuss the antivirus failures. The report said Kim criticized senior officials for supposed incompetence and other errors in their work fighting the virus. South Korea is reporting its biggest daily jump in new coronavirus cases just a day before it plans to relax its physical distancing rules. The government said Wednesday that it confirmed 794 new cases over a 24-hour period, about 80% of them in the greater Seoul area, where more than half of South Korea's 52 million people live. Starting Thursday, authorities plan to permit social gatherings of up to six people, an increase from the current four. Restaurants, cafes, and other businesses will be allowed to stay open until midnight rather than 10 p.m., and ease distancing guidelines will be applied outside the Seoul region. U.S. officials will close four emergency facilities set up to house record numbers of migrant children crossing the Mexican border, although the numbers of the migrant children were cautioned, and they're still arriving. The Department of Health and Human Services will shut two facilities in Texas and two convention centers in California by early August. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.